Hello, my name is Father Andrew Apostoli. I'm a member of the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal. I'd like to greet you with a little greeting of St. Francis. May the Lord give you his peace. You know, this year, 1998, we're in the year of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Father, Pope John Paul II, in his preparation for the Great Jubilee Year 2000, the third millennium. He has designated this year as the year of the Holy Spirit. And in his beautiful apostolic letter in preparation for the third millennium, it was entitled Tertio Millennio Adveniente. Translated, it means as the third millennium draws near. In that beautiful apostolic letter, the Holy Father tells us that this year, in preparation for the Jubilee 2000, will be dedicated in a particular way to the Holy Spirit and to his sanctifying presence within the community of Christ's disciples. And later on he says that one of the primary tasks of the preparation for the Jubilee will include a renewed appreciation of the presence and activity of the Spirit who acts within the Church, both in the sacraments, especially in confirmation, and in the variety of charisms, roles, and ministries which he inspires for the good of the Church. And in this talk, I'd like to focus on one of the roles the Holy Spirit, accomplishes and under his title of the Advocate. Now this Advocate, the word Advocate, is a translation of the word Paraclete that we find in the fourth Gospel, the Gospel of St. John. Four times during the account of the Last Supper, our Blessed Lord refers to the Holy Spirit as the Paraclete. And the Paraclete is made up of two Greek words, meaning para means near, at the side of, and kaleo is the verb to call. And so one who is called to be at the side of another. And just as Jesus was the first Paraclete, in a sense walking with his disciples and teaching them, being in their company, so the Holy Spirit is now another Paraclete. Our Lord refers to him as another Paraclete. And the word in Greek, the original word Paraclete, meant a lawyer. Okay? And so sometimes Paraclete is translated in English as the Advocate. So we look at the Holy Spirit as an Advocate. Now, a lawyer. What does a lawyer do for his or her clients? Well, first of all, a lawyer will defend their client. So you have a good defense lawyer. And, the world is always looking to find fault with the church, to persecute the church, to attack the church's teachings, to distort, and so on. And we know that of ourselves, we could not ward off this attack of the world. We need help from above. And so Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, to be our defense. We don't fight this fight alone. The Holy Spirit helps us, for example, by convicting us of the truth, by helping us to see where the errors are, in the arguments of those who attack the church. From the very beginning of the church, we had men who, and women too, who were apologists. That means that they defended what they believe. Today an apology means almost like asking forgiveness for something done wrong. But the root word apology meant simply a sense of defense. This is who I am. This is what I believe. And apologetics is a way of answering the arguments that are, being leveled against the church. So the Holy Spirit helps us to be good apologists. We need good apologists in the church today. So we work with the Advocate, to help defend the teachings of the church, the life of the church. Now, a lawyer also can be a good prosecuting lawyer. And that means that they will take the case or the need of their client and promote that case or promote that need, and so help in a positive way to spread, the Advocate helps us to spread the message of Jesus, because that's our need, that's our case. We want Christ to be known. And so we kind of go on the offense. In the first instance, we look at the Holy Spirit sort of on the defense, protecting us, defending us. Now we've got to go on the offense. We've got to reach out and you know, to ask the Lord to give us the strength that we need. And he does this particularly through the grace of our confirmation. The Holy Father said we need a new appreciation and understanding of that gift of our confirmation. And the Holy Spirit helps us, you know, through the grace we're given in confirmation. Years ago, when a person was confirmed, the emphasis was on becoming a soldier of Christ, a warrior of the Lord, ready to fight the good fight, not in a physical way harming anyone, but to stand up for the truth, to have courage. And the bishop always gave a little slap to the person at confirmation, just to remind them, be ready to suffer for Jesus. Well, when the Holy Spirit came to us in our confirmation, we stress now the idea of the strength he gives us, and also of the call to be a witness for Christ. We've got to stand up and be counted in our faith for Jesus. And the Holy Spirit gives us two gifts through his gift of fortitude. And that is fortitude itself, which is the strength, almost like a fort, which is built to withstand attack. And we mentioned how the advocate defends us when we're under attack, when we're being persecuted, when we're being maligned in the church, when our doctrine is being questioned and challenged. The Holy Spirit gives us the grace of fortitude to defend the truths of our faith. But at the same time, he gives us courage. Courage comes from the idea of cuore in Italian, the heart, the courage to go out and promote the cause of Christ. So the advocate, you know, strengthens us to go out as evangelists, as missionaries, to proclaim Jesus anew. And at this time that Pope John Paul II is calling the church to a new evangelization, we certainly need the Holy Spirit to lead us. The Spirit of truth, Spirit of courage. May the Lord give you his peace.